On Monday, August 23rd, as Congress was on vacation, the Institute of Medicine, or IOM, held a little publicized hearing in order to, quote, review the design and the implementation to date of the new Vaccine Safety Data Link Data Sharing Program to assess compliance with the current standards of practice for data sharing in the scientific community. What this translates to is they were deciding whether or not outside researchers should be able to access the data from this relatively new taxpayer-funded database. What is the Vaccine Safety Data Link Data Sharing Program, otherwise known as VSD? VSD is a collaborative database of vaccination data begun in 1990. The data collected comes from children vaccinated at 7 or more large HMOs. Each vaccination is documented and any adverse reactions are input. Although the CDC proclaims on their website that the VSD is open to outside researchers, only one outside researcher so far has been allowed access to the database, and only after intervention by congressmen. Why is the database closed to the public, and why are they reviewing access to the database when only one researcher has seen parts of it? The Institute of Medicine says it's because they are trying to protect the confidentiality of the participants in the study. The researcher who gained access believes otherwise.
The government appears to be engaged in a campaign to cover up concerns about the safety of vaccines under the guise of protecting the vaccine program.
Dr. Mark Geyer, president of Genetic Centers of America.
If the government continues the campaign of attempting to cover up vaccine safety concerns, it's not going to have a vaccine program. Evidence the parents that you see in this room.
Dr. Geyer testified at the webcast hearing that he endured a year-long struggle and hefty expense to gain access to the database. Geyer was particularly interested in reviewing the CDC's data on thimerosal, a preservative in vaccines made of mercury that has come under public scrutiny for possible connections to autism. Thomas Verstraeten, formerly of the CDC, published an article in the journal Pediatrics in 2003 using the VSD. The article claimed that there is no evidence that thimerosal has any relationship to the skyrocketing incidence of autism in the U.S. Shortly after the article was published, Verstraeten left the CDC for a job at GlaxoSmithKline, a manufacturer of vaccines containing thimerosal. When looking at the same database, Geyer found contrary evidence. He compared about 70,000 children who received at least three doses of thimerosal-free DTAP, or diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine, and about 86,000 children who received DTAP that contained mercury. He found a statistically significant increased risk for autism in those children who received DTAP with mercury. Geyer presented his preliminary findings at the Institute of Medicine on February 9, 2004, before the IOM Immunization Safety Review Committee.
3 days following our presentation to the Institute of Medicine hearings, Jeannie Santoli, Acting Director of Science and IPCDC, sent a letter to all HMOs that had provided access to their data in the VSD.
The letter accused Dr. Geyer of misusing the data.
In the following months, all of the HMOs that had provided us with a permission to access their data in the VSD database suspended our access. Even HMOs that did not even have data in our VSD, and incidentally, they never sent the letter to us, only to them.
Geyer believes his access should be fully reinstated. At the end of his testimony, he also called for the VSD to be accessible to the public. In addition to Dr. Geyer, representatives of the CDC testified, five in all, while only one person testified from a university-based research organization, one from an HMO, and one from a consumer group. Throughout the day, children could be heard in the background as members of the public waited for their turn to speak. After 8 hours, parents were finally allowed 2 minutes each to testify on whether the database should be closed to outside researchers.
I'm just going to ask my son one question. Who am I? A neurotypical six-year-old would know that I'm mommy, or at least Terry Small.
Okay, sit down, honey.
Ian will probably never know American liberty. He doesn't have liberty, but he does have mercury poisoning, and he got it from his vaccines. Today, Dr. Bernier used the rationale that VSD data is organic, not static, implying that not all snapshots of information from the database need realistically be available to the public at every moment.
As contracted by the CDC, today the Institute of Medicine is being asked to render a decision that could deny future access to the taxpayer-funded vaccine safety data link, which is a direct violation of the Data Quality Act. This hearing comes on the heels of the May 18, 2004 IOM report that rejected a causal relationship between thimerosal-containing vaccines and the neurodevelopmental disorder known as autism, and made the recommendation that future investigation into the thimerosal-autism association need not be pursued. When has medical researchers ever been told, don't study this anymore?
I'm Laura Bono. I'm chairperson of the National Autism Association. I'm also a mother of a mercury poisoned child. He regressed into autism after his 16-month well baby visit, where he received 50 times the EPA limit for mercury exposure. Limiting access of independent researchers to the vaccine safety data link makes no scientific logic. If the reassurances from our government, the appointed scientific bodies, and the industry are true, then independent corroboration, possible only by allowing access to the same data, would validate that truth. Not allowing access, not allowing independent researchers the opportunity to use the VSD, only raises questions as to the veracity of their studies and the motivations behind not allowing access.
Good afternoon. My name is Lou Jean Clark. I am a parent of a child damaged by mercury. The flu shot was his toxic tipping point. My husband is a triple board certified physician for the last 30 years. I have worked as a nurse in family practice and OBGYN. And when we first learned that our son had been poisoned by the mercury, we set out to prove that it couldn't possibly be, because the emotional burden we would have to carry as medical professionals that we possibly had inadvertently done this to another family was more than we wanted to think about. So we've gone all around the country, and many of you are becoming familiar with us because we're apt to turn up many places, talking with the researchers. Show us your data. The ones we can't seem to get the data from are the ones that says, no problem. I believe you recognize me, don't you, Mr. Bernier? I said the CDC was going to become the Enron of the vaccine industry. Remember me? Remember how Arthur Anderson told the investors of Enron? We've looked at it. There's no problem. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I've always been proud of the CDC. Don't leave that legacy of mistrust on the CDC. It doesn't deserve it. But a few people who are so desperate to save their careers or to save a program. And I understand not being able to want to acknowledge that you possibly could have been involved in the harm of so many children. But once you do look at the raw data, and once you do acknowledge that there is a problem, you have a moral responsibility to act. Covering it up never solves anything.
30 seconds.
I was the one that did the investigation on the Brighton collaboration. The Brighton collaboration is indeed very troubling. It operates as a nonprofit from within side 1600 Clifton Avenue. For those of you not familiar with that address, where is that, Mr. Bernier? That's right. Cover your head, sir. That's the CDC. But where do they run the money through? Through a Swiss bank account. Now, I've lived in Atlanta. I was unaware that they didn't have enough banks to hold all the money, so we must run the money through a Swiss bank account. Well, we will shine the light on Brighton, because it was started by Bob Chin of the CDC. It was started by Philippe Duclos of World Health Organization, Elizabeth Lupi, pharmacovigilance officer, one of my personal favorite titles, pharmacovigilance officer of Adventist Pasteur. Imagine that. Mike Marcy, one of the lead investigators on the Thimerosal VSD program. The light will shine, Mr. Bernier. You can run, but you can't hide. I know this has been called David and Goliath. Read your Bible. David won.
Those were parents of autistic children speaking before the Institute of Medicine hearing on August 23rd. The hearing was the first in a set of meetings to review the present policies concerning the Vaccine Safety Data Link database. The next meeting of this review committee takes place on October 21st. A footnote to this story. Dr. Mark Geyer, the only outside researcher to access the data in the VSD, found another interesting fact. It seems there's a problem with the data for several of the publications issued by the CDC using VSD data. One in particular caught this reporter's ear. Dr. Geyer wanted to review the data from an article the CDC published on the safety of giving newborns the hepatitis B vaccine. Dr. Geyer.
Safety of neonatal hepatitis B administration. We were informed that the CDC spoke with the study's primary author and determined that the data sets for this study will not be available in a form acceptable for reanalysis. Subsequent communications revealed that the data sets were stored on obsolete media, which we agreed to accept them on. It was then acknowledged that the data set had been damaged. We agreed to fix it. And then finally it was revealed that the data set containing the raw data no longer existed.
Such missing data calls into question whether the data ever existed. While the government lauds this vaccine as the safest on the market, it tops the list in the CDC's own report of the vaccines with the most adverse events reported from 1991 to 95, and is second only to the chickenpox vaccine from 1996 to 2001, according to VAERS data, or the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, which is open to the public. This year, the Illinois Parent Teacher Association, or PTA, passed a resolution at their annual state convention calling for an end to vaccination of infants and children against hepatitis B in the state of Illinois. The resolution cites data from the Illinois Department of Public Health that shows more children are injured or die from the vaccine than could have gotten hepatitis B even before the vaccine was invented. This reporter proposed the resolution before the PTA convention in May. From the trenches, I'm Rita Sand. From the Trenches is produced by Chicago's Independent Media Center. You can post your own stories, listen to this program again, or find links to news and upcoming events in Chicago and around the world through our internet address. The address is www.chicago.indymedia.org. Many thanks to WLUW for their continued support. Listen again on the fourth Monday in October for another report from the Trenches.